This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Good morning, Olin. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing good. Number two seed. It's been 5 years since we've been in the playoffs. It's been a lot longer than that since we've won a playoff game. So excited about this, analyzing this game versus the Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears.
And it was funny yesterday when we talked about this game setting up the third meeting in 6 weeks, and you said you didn't really need to do much to prepare, that you as an analyst are as prepared as the coaches probably are. You got a good feel for what these guys are, who they are. Mm-hmm. I don't know who that plays to, who has mm-hmm. an advantage in that. It just seems like it's a neat kind of weird element that they'll face that many times this quickly. And of course, Ben Johnson likes to beat the flower twice a year so mm-hmm. he can get it done.
Yeah, that's the guy we're all counting on, right? Ben Johnson is the guy we're all excited about after this year. We just watched Chicago Bears go through and the way he coached him and the way he called plays and designed and put Caleb in advantageous situations to attack defenses. Now, we didn't get what we wanted yesterday, obviously, versus the Lions, right? That wasn't the offensive performance we were hoping for the leading into the playoffs, but the week before, versus the San Francisco 49ers, we watched an offense that looked like a juggernaut, and we thought, man, this offense could score with anybody. A lot of people said after they played the 49ers, but Ben Johnson, Dennis Allen, the coaching staff the Chicago Bears have going up against Matt LaFleur and Coach Hafley, their defensive coordinator, and that matchup to me is going to be extraordinarily important this week for the Chicago Bears and what coaching staff can give their team the advantage, right? Because when you look at really the rosters and things, and you know, like the last time, you know, say we played Green Bay in the 2010 playoffs, they had a Hall of Fame quarterback, right? And a quarterback would make the difference. And of course, in this game coming back, which quarterback has the better game, which quarterback is the best quarterback on the field will be critical for their team between Caleb Williams and Jordan Love. But the coaching staff matching up kind of as a Chicago Bears analyst and as a fan and a former player makes you feel a little comfortable that, hey, man, we got Ben Johnson here. He's our head coach. He's one of the best play callers in the NFL. Hopefully Dennis Allen can get his unit corrected. You earned a tournament now. As Coach said yesterday, everything's wiped clean. It's a brand new season. Just got to go out and win one game at a time.
All in postgame, Ben Johnson was seething, and he was clear about one phase of the game, and he mentioned one of the three phases that put him in that kind of mindset and that bad of a mood, and it was the offense. And I understand that because of how through three quarters they failed to score a point. At the same time, is he missing the forest for the trees? This defense has not been very good the last three games especially, and I wonder going into this playoff matchup against a Packers team that you know very well from the Bears' perspective, how do you tighten up the defense, and what is the biggest concern from your vantage point?
Yeah, it's a really good question. When you listen to Coach Johnson talk after games, he's obviously, too, David, like you know, being a really good teammate, right? He's not going to talk about Dennis Allen's unit. He's going to talk about his unit, why we didn't score points. I'm sure the thing that was in the back of his mind was like, look, I know maybe it was uninspired performance and there wasn't energy and maybe some of the things people are saying, but you go back 2 weeks ago and they look the same against the Packers, right? So I'm sure he's worried about that. Like, okay, but we were inspired to beat the Packers and we didn't score for a while in that game. I don't think they scored their ninth point until 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter. So, and then they have to get an onside just to get to 16 points. So I'm sure those are things that he is thinking about. Now, the defense, obviously, we've all watched in the last 3 weeks, the inability to get off the field. Now, the two games at home, really good in the red zone. That's what kept them in the game. But the inability to stop the run, time of possession, those last three games, really not favoring the Bears at all. I think, you know, I think they lost time of possession by almost 10 minutes in each of the last three games. So the defense to get off the field, to cover guys, and all that, a lot of talk last night about, well, they got to get out of man. They can't cover them in man. Guys, they couldn't cover them in zone either, right? So that is a problem right now for Chicago Bears, stopping a run, getting to the passer. These are all the things that people have been talking about for a while. So those are things that they got to clean up. But as far as Ben Johnson, I mean, he's still talking about their offense, saying, look, if we can't, then we got to outscore them. We have to score more points. The defense, not great yesterday, but you keep a team under 20 points, right, like the Lions. You should be able to win that football game, especially when they have their two starting safeties out. They have a cornerback out. You should be able to attack them, you know, with your quarterback, Caleb Williams, and put points on the board to beat the Detroit Lions. And I think that's what Ben Johnson was not happy about. Honestly, after the game, you know, obviously there was a game versus the Green Bay Packers, a game versus the Lions yesterday, and a game in between. You know, you're worried about both going to this game against the Green Bay Packers. But the Chicago Bears do match up well. They know what they got to do. They know what they got to do, put the ball in the end zone. They know what they got to do to stop Jordan Love and the Green Bay Packers. Really, really good matchup coming up. And whoever makes the most plays comes in with a better game plan, executes it, concentrates on the details, and doesn't let the moment get too big for them, will win this football game.
Olin, I'm just curious, when you look at the idea that Ben Johnson, we talked about it a little bit yesterday, the idea that he looked like he was saying, I should have gone for it. And then David asked him a question in the post game, and he kind of answered it. He didn't he didn't sound like a guy that wanted to skip out on a fourth and four on the 31. I'm just wondering, you know, if he had done that, if he had gone for it and they had given up a field goal, would all be forgiven? Would we be talking about how crazy that was today? Or would we, if that happens in the playoffs, does he go down as Dan Campbell? Or are we looking at it and saying, wow, like the game has changed and he's responding to it?
Yeah, I just think that's the style of coach he is. We knew that's the coach we were getting when we hired Ben Johnson, right? That he is going to consider going for it in situations like that. We knew that's where he came from. We knew that he'd go for it on fourth downs. We're for it on fourth and two earlier in the game. Now, obviously, a totally different situation, right? When Colson Loveland gets hit there and, you know, they think it's a fumble, but it was just a drop pass. But in that situation, obviously, we talked about last night on the postgame show that would take what you would call a lot of cojones to go for it there on fourth and four on a 31. But you could tell, man, he was considering it. That he's the kind of guy that will consider it. And he did, obviously, what you would say, make the right decision there, right, and punt it away. But he's the kind of guy, if he thinks he's got a good play, the quarterback he's got, Colson Loveland, Luther Burden, the weapons he has, he might go for it in those situations. And like you're saying, you know, you're either a genius or the, you know, you're the next Dan Campbell that's going for it when you shouldn't go for it. And obviously Dan Campbell's play calling last night was interesting in itself. So we got to see it, right? We got to watch it during the game. And I'm not shocked, Molly. I don't know about you guys. I'm not shocked that he considered going for it. I'm not going to be shocked when he does go for in that situation, and he thinks he has a great play call and he has the matchup he wants and he knows what defense they're going to run and he's going to make his play call and go for it in a critical situation where it seems crazy to everybody else.
I wasn't shocked either, because I think that is part of his appeal, but I also think he struck a nice balance between following his head and following his gut this year, where there haven't been the really outrageous examples of him having those Dan Campbell-like moments. I just wonder what version of Ben Johnson we're going to get Saturday night, Soldier Field, playoffs, win or go home, and will that compel him to be more aggressive, or will that compel him to be more conservative? I don't know because we haven't seen it. I wonder what you expect.
Yeah, it's a great point, and I don't know either. I don't know what to expect from Coach Johnson in his first playoffs and what kind of head coach he's going to be and the way he's going to tackle football team and how he'll attack game management. And will he be overly aggressive? I mean, are you going for it on every fourth down? Do you go for it in your own territory? Do you go for it on a one-yard line? You know, do you go for it on, you know, say, fourth and five from the five-yard line? Like, these things, we don't know what kind of head coach Ben Johnson is going to be in the playoffs, but I know this, that he will study everything he needs to study from his vantage point to go against Coach LaFleur and the Green Bay Packers, and he'll make decisions in the moment. It seems to be relaxed on the sideline. As you guys know, there's going to be a lot of energy in the city this week, right? And there's going to be a lot of energy in that stadium, and they're going to have to control themselves over there at Halas Hall and make sure that they are executing, that they are doing the things that they have to do, not try to do too much, really stay in the moment to win the football game. It's a big game, man, for both cities. And I played in an NFC Championship game against the Green Bay Packers, and the feeling and wanting to win for the city and wanting to do good can get overwhelming. So it's something that they should talk about there, that they should really approach and say, look, man, I know what it's going to feel like. The city's going to feel like this, but we just got to beat the Green Bay Packers here, execute our game plan, stay in the moment, make the right calls on game management. And, you know, sometimes the right call is to go for it. But if you ask me what a young Ben Johnson that we've never seen be a head coach is going to do in this playoff game, you know, with the magnitude of the Green Bay Packers versus the Chicago Bears here at Soldier Field, third time in less than 6 or 7 weeks, it's going to be an exciting day. And what Ben Johnson is going to be, I can't wait to see.
You know, it was interesting seeing Big Z do his 10 thoughts, which is out now at Tribune.com. He says that one of the significant issues about winning a higher seed, about being the number two seed and ensuring themselves of a home playoff game, is that I didn't realize this, but every single quarterback in the playoffs has a losing record on the road, including Aaron Rodgers, who is 5-6. And that's the most experienced guy, obviously. But like Jalen Hurts, 0-2, you name a quarterback. If they've been in the playoffs, Jordan Love is 1-2 on the road. It is a huge advantage. And I wonder if it feels like a huge advantage for the Bears, given the fact that they are now one of just four teams to win their division while not winning the division. In other words, they did not have a winning record in the division, but they won the division. That's only happened four times in league history.
Yeah, it's crazy to think about the way they performed in the division this year with the year that they had, right, and the way they won so many football games and competed in games and found ways to win. And this team has really showed to have a lot of guts and persevere through a lot of things during football games. And they almost did it again yesterday, right? And you thought they were going to do it after the Kevin Byard interception. And obviously it doesn't work out. And Burden or whatever, Caleb throws it to ours, or Burden drops the ball on the first down. And then there's a cornerback blitz and intentional grounding and just things you don't expect from the Chicago Bears late in that game against the Lions. But yes, having a home game in the playoffs is huge, right? Which is kind of surprising why the Eagles didn't go out there and try to win that football game yesterday. And they basically lost to the Commanders, and the Bears get everything they could have gained out of yesterday anyway, even after losing to the Detroit Lions. But to have a game at home, to be at home, to have the home crowd, to have that advantage, right? Soldier Field on the lake is going to be rocking, man, on Saturday, right? It's going to be loud. It's going to be tough on the Packers and their offense. Obviously, they're used to the environment, but you've seen how the momentum and with the fans and everybody into the game, how it can flip really fast like it did the first time the Chicago Bears played the Green Bay Packers, and the fans were a big part of putting energy into that team late in the game and pushing them on to that victory versus the Green Bay Packers with the throw to DJ Moore late, right? That amazing throw by Caleb Williams. So many things happened in the season. I'm sure like you guys do, you go back and you go through the whole season and you almost can't believe all the things that happened with the Chicago Bears. But gosh, you just watched the Ravens and the Steelers last night. How can you believe that game, right? That's just the NFL. That's That's the way games are won in the playoffs. That's probably the way that game we watched last night. I don't know about you guys, but I watched it. I thought to myself, probably what kind of game we're going to watch. Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears, Soldier Field, Saturday night, wild card round, right? And playing at home is a huge advantage for the Chicago Bears. And that's why you play the regular season, earn that right. And congratulations, Chicago Bears, for being the second seed in the NFC.
Olin, it's been 15 years since the Bears have won a playoff game. You were on the field when that happened. And you look at this week, and everyone will say repeatedly, playoffs are different. The playoffs are just different. What does that mean to you, and how much of a chance do you give the Bears to look differently than they have the past 2 weeks?
Yeah, it's different because the magnitude of the game, right? The magnitude of every play and what goes into it, and just the focus and attention to detail that everyone has, right? Through an NFL season, through 17 games, which it is now, the focus can go up and down for some players, and the guys who are checked in and the walkthroughs and the meetings and going over details of the game. Now, when you walk into that building, when they walk in today, the younger players are going to notice the vibe is very different, man. Everyone's checked in. Everyone's moving in the right direction. Everybody wants to win this football game from the top of the building all the way down. It's the same in Green Bay. It's the same everywhere in the playoffs right now. So just the focus, the intent, the attention to detail, the magnitude of the game is so much different in the playoffs, but you really have to just stay within yourself. Make sure you're doing your job. Make sure you're being the same guy every day. Stay in your routine. Stay doing the things you got to do. Don't make the game bigger than it is, even though you know it is, because everyone's probably calling you and they want to talk about the playoff game and the Green Bay Packers. And every time you leave their house, they want to talk to you about it. But focus in on your game and what you got to do and your details. And look, why can they look different this week, David? They just have to go back, and they got film, right, of the Green Bay Packers, the 49ers. And you always watch a three-game stretch, right, of the Detroit Lions and say, what was wrong? What can I fix? How can I get this moving in the right direction? And then they're big-time players, man. They got to make plays in this kind of game, right? They got to help the team get over the hump. They got to make the play to win the game. You know, last time when I'm watching the game, I just thought to myself, at some point, Lamar Jackson has to make a play here, right? And all of a sudden, you see him break two tackles and throw the touchdown pass to his two Flowers down the field. Those are the kind of plays the players got to make here for the Chicago Bears on defense or on offense. Someone's got to step up, make the play to win the football game.
This segment with Olin Kreutz is sponsored by Plumbers 911. Plumbing emergency, call the plumbing professionals, available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. If you look at the last three games the Bears have played, time of possession has been a serious problem. They are, they're not dominating the clock by running the ball well enough, and certainly they're not able to stop the run at all. How do you fix that in a short week? They're playing Saturday night.
That's a great question. And as you know better than anybody, Molly, the way I wanted to fix it, I think the guy plays for the Packers now, with Jonathan Ford. I want to give him a jersey and put another nose guard on the field. When I look at the Chicago Bears roster right now and look at their practice squad, the guys who are already on the field are the guys who are going to have to fix it, man. They're going to have to get the pads lower. They're going to have to stop swimming around blocks. They're going to have to take guys on, right? They're going to have to fill their run fits. They got to stay in the gap. You know, Andrew Billings just got to have a monster game, man. And you know, it's not all on him for the run game, but he is the nose guard, right? And Grady Jarrett, he's got to step in there, and he's got to demand, him and Billings have to demand of their unit, of Javon Dexter, of Chris Williams, right, of Austin Booker, of DeMarcus Robinson, Tyrone Shayinka, if he plays, got to demand that these guys get their pads low. Montez Sweat, got to demand, man. They just got to take pride in it and say, look, that's enough. We're not going to let guys run the football anymore. We got to play more physical. We got to stack offensive linemen where they are. We got to keep them in the gap. We got to change the line of scrimmage. It's like running the ball almost, right? It's run the defense. There's not a lot of, like, it is tricky. You can't trick a lot of guys into playing run defense, right? You got to buckle your chin strap. You got to put your helmet on. You got to get your hands inside. You got to rock the offensive lineman back. That way your linebackers and your safety, you keep them clean, and they can make plays. And we haven't been seeing a lot of that lately. We see a lot of teams going after the smaller DNs that the Chicago Bears have, right? And if you take Andrew Billings off the field, guys. I mean, everyone's, you know, why can't they stop the run? Why can't they stop the run? I say to myself, have you looked at their depth chart, right? Since Dio has gone out, since Shamar Turner has got hurt, since Jonathan Ford went to the Green Bay Packers, what run stuffers do you have in that front of that defensive line, right? But these guys just got to raise their level. They got to raise up, and then Coach Dennis Allen's got to get them on the move sometimes, run stunts, bring guys to help stopping this run. Because right now, like you're talking about, in the last three games, they just haven't done it.
Great stuff, Olin. Thanks a ton. Always great to catch up with
you. Thanks,
Olin. Appreciate it, guys.
That is Olin Kreutz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Raheemi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, recapping a Bears 19-16 loss to the Lions, but they're still the 2 seed in the playoffs, so we've got that going for us, which is nice. And I said this before, we were watching it real-time happen, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody, and me, all in different places. Mark Grody was actually in the Bears locker room, so I was just updating on a group thread in case you needed to know this backstage, as we like to say. So for reference, before you talk to the other players in the locker room. And then Marshall and I were watching real time. Ray was watching real time as well. Ben Johnson's post-game press conference as it was airing. And I've realized with him, he's kind of like the person who, when they're really mad, they give you the HR response. Like, your message has been recorded. Or, like, if you're dating somebody and they don't feel for you anymore, you're like, I appreciate this response. Something along those lines.
That's how you felt like he was answering those questions yesterday?
Like, there are people who answer you with affection, and then there's this. Listen to Ben Johnson. He starts talking with injuries, which I think is a fair thing to discuss. I was worried about Cole Kmet after that two-point conversion myself. But he started talking about injuries, and then just listen to how Ben Johnson answers these questions.
Of note, one was Ty Summers. He had a foot, and then CJ didn't finish the game there with a concussion. So, you know, disappointing to lose that one in that fashion there. Guys were battling. They fought their tails off, but came up short, you know. So, you know, we got to play better.
Also, it's Black Monday, and we have breaking news on our watch. So it is happening right now. Adam Schefter pausing this press conference from yesterday to let you know the Raiders have fired head coach Pete Carroll.
Wow.
Pete Carroll was one of the finalists for this Bears job. Schefter says Carroll signed a three-year deal 1 year ago, and the Raiders finished the season with the NFL's worst record. So I don't know if Pete Carroll goes back to retirement. Technically, he's getting paid, so nicely done, Pete Carroll. He and Philip Rivers securing the bag nicely this year, but
he's a lifer, quickly. So like he's got to be on somebody's like a consultant, whatever you want. He's going to be in football somehow.
There's going to be a lot of head coaching openings in the NFL, I think, in this offseason, and there might be some shuffling that happens. So Brat was breaking news. We will let you know as it happens and when we see it. Now back to this very. Where you're going to feel uncomfortable listening to it, like you've done something wrong yesterday, Ben Johnson press conference.
Better going forward. We got to coach better going forward as well. And, you know, we're turning the page, though. You know, we got the number two seed. We got a home game next week, and we got a new season on the horizon. And so our guys should be reinvigorated by that. I know I certainly am. I'm looking forward to the opportunity and all that that entails, and the opportunity to go 1-0 this next week. So with that being said, I'll go ahead and open it up.
And what about today's performance grabs your attention most?
We can't dig ourselves in a hole like that, you know, and was disappointed with the offense as a whole. I let those guys know that, and we'll be better for it. You know, we'll address it. We'll get those things cleaned up, and we'll be better for it.
Ultimately, as you mentioned, this doesn't cost you its seating. What was your messaging for the guys in
there? That we're quickly turning the page here. Everyone's disappointed. I appreciate, like I said, their effort. You know, some teams, they rest their starters. We don't. We play football, and, you know, and we felt like it was really important that we were playing our best ball here today, and we didn't get that job done.
Okay, I pause it there because was that or was that not a swipe at Nick Sirianni?
No. See, I didn't think that was a swipe at LaFleur or Sirianni.
Football?
No, here's the thing. Here's the truth, Layla. They needed to play football. You want to be playing your best football in December. He clearly says, we are not. We have to work on things. Specifically, the defense needs to... Oh, what? Now the offense needs to work on things. They are not where they need to be. They need to continue to play football and get better. Because you know how you get better at football? By playing football.
I love that Ben Johnson, I think, said something in that first part that you just played that he's been wanting to say all year long, or after many games, which the Bears came back from. Can't dig ourselves in a hole like that. Per the beginning of our show, you're not going to get away with that when it starts to get big. You're not going to get away with that in the playoffs, and you're certainly not going to get away with that next year. So I'm glad that Ben Johnson had an opportunity to say that finally.
But I do think he's got a part that he plays in this too. Like, for example, even in that first drive, you had something cooking with DeAndre Swift, and you were opening up some cutback lanes that were really working, and they were producing. And then for whatever reason, Kyle Menungai wasn't getting the same kind of response defensively, where the yards were there for him like they were for Swift. Two straight Menungai run plays and that drive ends. And I'm not saying that that's mainly the cause, but I just wonder if at that point it's okay to go with the hot hand and keep going. Like, even there were times where even in the first half I'm like, but I also think that this is a game where he's not going to show everything on tape a week before the playoffs.
Simple game plan is what he said.
Oh, yes. And Aaron Andrews actually reiterated that at halftime, Ben Johnson's frustration. But if you notice, he said, we play football. And that's where I noticed a crescendo in the mood.
And so we're quickly turning that page, and now we got a home game coming on up, and there's a way to win this game, this next game, and that's what we're going to be solely focused on.
4th and 5 with 1:55 left, did you consider going for it?
Yes, I did.
Why did you punt?
Because we had 3 timeouts, and we felt like we were going to get the ball back.
And you guys had two games against Green Bay that were just as tight as you could possibly have. How did you feel about the way that series went this season?
The two games against, good opponent. And, you know, I think we're fairly evenly matched. Got a lot of respect for how well they're coached. I have a lot of respect for the talent level that they have in that building. And, you know, I'd expect it to be another exciting game.
And what was your sense for why the offense took as long as it did to get rolling?
Yeah, that's a great question. And that's one that we'll have to take a look at the tape and figure out why that was. I didn't feel like it was one of our more elaborate plans. I thought it was one of our simpler plans. And so we knew a better job executing it and coaching it up.
Without having a chance to review it, Caleb's interception, what did you see on that?
Yeah, the guy made a heck of a play.
How do you switch the script so quickly to a new season? I mean, this is a brand new season.
Yeah, that's the name of the game here, though. I mean, we're quickly transitioning. We're locked in. The stakes are a lot higher here going forward. We can't afford to have a phase, one of our three phases, play like we did today. And so we're going to have to pick it up. And like I said, I get fired up just thinking about it right now, and I know our guys are too.
When you say the one phase, the offense?
Yeah, in particular, I was not pleased with the offense today.
Marshall paused it.
No, I didn't mean to pause. I was listening to the next thing you say, because
who hit the pause button?
Verbal cues.
Game plan, were you holding back at all?
Nope.
What were you least pleased with offensively when you think about it? Initially?
What?
The points. I only scored 16.
How much time, Ben, do you even spend correcting this game because you have such a turnaround?
Yeah, but we don't know when we're playing yet. But it's a normal game week, and we always have plenty of time to make our corrections.
And we spent a few weeks talking about Colston and the way he's come on. He's clearly become a big down guy for you. When you're in those moments, third down, fourth down, what have you seen from him that's made him so reliable?
Yeah, he knows what to do. He's got outstanding hands. He works his tail off. He's usually the first one on the practice field. He's usually the last one to leave. And so there's just been an immense trust level, and his route tree has grown accordingly.
DeAndre Swift's season was one of the big success stories for you guys this year. How rewarding was that for you as a coach to kind of make that work and get him back into this mode?
He had a great year for us, and we're going to need more from him here going forward. So I'm not surprised whatsoever. It's kind of – I think I've been championing that cause every step of the way. I felt from the outside a need to – or a desire to bring more into the running back room, and I felt like our guys were pretty darn strong. You know, both him and Manungai have turned into a pretty formidable unit there. So he's playing like he's capable of playing, and I think he can take it up even another notch, and we're going to challenge him to do so here going forward.
Defensively, was Sweat fully available and full go at the end of the game, or was he?
Yeah. Our guys were good to go, yep.
With as fast of a start as you guys got off to in San Francisco, can you pinpoint just kind of what was holding you back in the first half tonight?
Nope. We'll take a look at the tape.
Then with that fourth and five, what's the process there? Obviously, it's very quick of making that decision and coming down on one side or the other.
Yeah, those are things we talk about, and especially coming off a two-minute warning like that. You know, we got plenty of time to make those decisions.
Did you have any method of monitoring what was going on with the Eagles Commanders game?
No.
Didn't care?
Nope.
You talked about trying to avoid two losses going into the postseason. What do you do this week to flip the script and to get back on track here?
Yeah, I let them know that it's a new season. So we're starting fresh right now. And if we want to make the most out of this new season, we need to go on a four-game winning streak, which we've done twice already this year.
So the biggest awkward points, and credit to Stacey Dales for, I think, probably getting the best answer out of Ben Johnson when she asked about the new season. But when he said the points and the discussion regarding whether or not they should have punted, that's when it was at its most tense in the game or in the postgame.
I'm sure, I don't know if you've seen it yet, but I'm sure you've seen it where he says as they go to break, should have gone for it.
Yeah.
He's mouthing
I've heard,
that.
I've heard about that.
He's mouthing it. And I'm like, yes, you definitely should have gone for it.
Man, it's because so destructive, though, if they don't get, I mean, just destructive.
Here's why. You don't believe in your defense. Stop pretending like you believe in your defense. Stop pretending like your defense is going to win this game. The only chance you have of winning this game is through your offense. And if you go for it, don't get it, you give up points. But guess what? You actually have some time to do something about it.
I mean, I got his logic, though. I haven't been upset with how they've managed the clock since, I don't know, week one or two. Like, I get why that happened. I'm not, by the way, for the record, I had no regrets about Caleb Williams trying to throw that ball and it got picked off. You know why? Those are the balls that I wanted him to not be afraid of throwing.
You went for the home run.
Yes, and I love it because I need him to grow and I like that he's doing that. So that doesn't even cross my mind. But when you could tell how upset he was, it's pretty audible there. That the decision as to whether or not he needed to go for it was something that is sitting with him.
Sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
But what a lovely way to start the day, to celebrate the season that was. The regular season is done. We'll see what happens moving forward. But hot damn, Lawrence. I mean, here we are. I got offensive numbers I want to throw at you to put this season in perspective as well.
Yes. That's the thing, is that jumping ahead to the playoffs, and obviously it's exciting, and we're going to spend a ton of time talking about the matchup against the Packers over the next few days. But to sit in the space of watching this team have the season that they had, I was, you know, the way that I compartmentalized it was like this. In baseball, I don't think that I would ever wear a division championship hat or t-shirt.
But in football, you would.
But in football, I think it makes all the sense in the world.
That's a really good point.
And I'm not sure why that is, because it's probably harder to win a division in baseball. But when the White Sox were making the playoffs a few years ago, and I'm like, they gave out like play, like White Sox postseason, I was like, I don't like this. Like, no, I don't like this at all. But
right,
winning a division in football, you're like NFC North champions, especially with the way that the agenda had been set by Ryan Poles, where he said, this is what we're going to do.
Got to take the North and never give it back.
And now we'll see it. They've got a whole year to never give it back.
Yeah, they do. And there's a lot of work to be done. And look, we got to sit, even before we turn the page to the Packers, we got to sit in that effort from yesterday.
Oh, no doubt. There's a lot of stuff, Speaks.
But we're sitting in the season right now, coming off that open. We're sitting there because we have wanted, hoped, prayed, and dreamed for some of the things that have ended up happening. This is the sixth best offense in the NFL in terms of yardage. Forget since the bye or whatever. Season's done. Let's look at it.
And you would have been happy had it been 12th.
Yes! You're the sixth best. You have the third best running game in the NFL.
And you would have been happy had that been 15th.
Yes. You are ninth best in scoring. You are a top 10 offense no matter how you slice it. How about this? How many times did Caleb Williams get sacked last year?
68.
They have the third best sack percentage in the entire NFL.
He also doesn't turn the ball over very often.
They have the number one best interception rate in the NFL. They do not turn the ball over. And this quarterback, who you feared might be another Justin Fields in terms of holding the ball too long and causing sacks to happen, has become what he's become, the third best sack rate in the NFL, with all the investment on the offensive line and his development and the change in the offense is something to celebrate massively.
And then you add in the magical stuff. You add in the games that you felt like they were going to lose, the games that you were used to them losing.
Yes.
As a Bears fan, you're sitting there going, I've seen this movie before. I know exactly. I did not know how this movie ended. It ended with Caleb putting on a cape and making some incredible throw, and the Bears won it.
They had six comebacks in the final 2 minutes, which is insane. And guess what? There's three others that they could have won in the final 2 minutes, including yesterday. Three others. And that hurts because they kind of left the one seed sitting there on the table if they get that touchdown to end in San Fran.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, and they probably approach it differently and all of that. But anyway, how about this? Caleb was finally right about Tory Taylor. He punted 60 times, 3.53 times per game. That is the lowest figure in Bears history. Remember when he said, you're not going to be punting that much? It's the least amount of time you have seen a punter in your entire history of watching the Bears. That's pretty funny to me. Then these numbers. What did Ben say was the most important number?
EPA.
EPA per play, they are seventh in the NFL. EPA per pass, they are ninth of the eight teams ahead of them in that all-important number, according to Ben Johnson. Six of them are playoff teams, and the other two are Detroit and Dallas. So they are a top 10 offense by EPA per pass, top 10 for scoring, top six in yardage, top three in rushing. That's the year that you just saw.
Can I just, for a second, I want to talk about the EPA thing because I like that something that he kind of dismissed while talking about EPA ended up playing a huge role in them being good.
Turnovers?
Yes.
So true.
Yes. Like, he kind of dismissed that as a thing, but look at the takeaway margin that the Bears have defensively, and it's played a significant role.
They are plus 22. They are number one in turnover differential in the NFL ahead of the Texans and the Jaguars and the Steelers and the Rams. So all of the top five are playoff teams.
It's been a wonderful year. Kyle Manungai, still you a steak, by the way. Kyle Manungai coming in and doing what he's done. DeAndre Swift being the player that he's been.
And having a career year on the ground.
The improvement of Darnell Wright, even though he didn't make the Pro Bowl and you understood why.
Mm-hmm.
The improvement of the offensive line all the way through it. Even with the left tackle situation being in flux yet again yesterday.
Two more quickies. Phil Thompson wrote a great piece in the Trib yesterday.
What's up, Phil?
The Bears, going into yesterday, have run 496 plays under center. That's the second most behind the Rams in the entire NFL. Remember when Caleb was told that he couldn't do anything under center? Second most in the NFL under center.
Well, he worked his ass off. And
yeah,
we talked about it before the season began, that I had heard that he was out there doing reps every day, taking snaps from center, and then that plays out where he gets, and I think a lot of people are like, man, if this guy can get that concept, he could be a really dangerous passer, and he has been.
And average depth of target, just to show you stylistically what they do, okay? This is how far the receivers go down the field before they are targeted. 9.31 yards, fifth in the NFL, behind the Eagles, the Patriots, the Rams, and the Packers. Playoff teams all. So Ben Johnson has given you a playoff caliber scheme, and Caleb Williams has executed it to a playoff caliber offense.
So there should be rejoicing in the fact that the Bears have won the division. They are the 2 seed in the NFC, and the playoffs start on Saturday for them over at Soldier Field.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.